On the benches below, Winterfell men mixed with small folk from the Winter Town, friends from the nearer Holdfast, and the escorts of their lordly guests. Some faces Bran had never seen before, others he knew as well as his own, yet they all seemed equally foreign to him. He watched them as from a distance, as if he still sat in the window of his bedchamber, looking down on the yard below, seeing everything, yet a part of nothing. Usher moved among the tables, pouring ale. One of Leobald Tallheart's men slid a hand up under her skirts, and she broke the flagon over his head to roars of laughter. Yet Mickon had his hand down some woman's bodice, and she seemed not to mind. Bran watched Fardon make his red bitch beg for bones, and smiled at old Nan plucking at the crust of a hot pie with wrinkled fingers. On the dais, Lord Wyman attacked a steaming plate of lampreys as if they were an enemy host. He was so fat that Sir Roderick had commanded that a special wide chair be built for him to sit in. But he laughed loud and often, and Bran thought he liked him. Poor one Lady Hornwood sat beside him, her face a stony mask, as she picked listlessly at her food. At the opposite end of the high table, Hothan and Mors were playing a drinking game, slamming their horns together as hard as knights meeting in joust.